Welcome to Cybersecure Today, where in this episode, we'll unpack Balancer's staggering $116, $128 million multi-chain exploit that leveraged a tiny rounding bug to drain assets across Ethereum, Optimism, Arbitrum, and Berachain, and then shift gears to Cisco's latest AI-driven threat detection demo, urgent UCCX security patches, critical ASA FTD firewall vulnerability alerts, and the launch of their new Security Cloud Control console, all underscoring the evolving arms race in cybersecurity. Next up in Balancer news, the Ethereum-based DeFi protocol has been rocked by a massive multi-chain exploit that drained well over $100 million from its V2 liquidity pools. Early estimates put losses between $116 million and $128 million, with hackers exploiting a tiny rounding bug in Balancer's batch swap logic to siphon assets across Ethereum, Optimism, Arbitrum, and even Berachain. On-chain sleuths now believe the attacker spent months probing the system before striking, and Balancer's core team has just issued its first public post-mortem and safety update. In the wake of the breach, Berachain halted its network and hard-forked to recover about $12.8 million, while Stakewise reclaimed roughly $21 million in OSETH and OSGNO tokens. Balancer itself says it's already retrieved some $19.3 million and is offering the hacker a 20% bounty if the remainder is returned. Otherwise, they warn there will be on-chain and legal consequences. As audits come under fresh scrutiny, DeFi watchers are calling this one of the most illuminating and cautionary hacks yet. Coming up in Cisco news. First, Cisco's security research team published a proof of concept blog showing how to train AI systems in cybersecurity using LangChain, OpenAI APIs, and real-time threat data from the Cisco Umbrella API. The demo highlights how AI agents can learn to identify and block malicious domains and phishing attempts. On the patching front, Cisco has released urgent updates for its Unified Contact Center Express, UCCX, software to address multiple critical vulnerabilities. The flaws included remote code execution via weak authentication in the RMI and editor application components, directory traversal paths, and privilege escalation bugs that could grant attackers root-level command execution. Administrators are strongly advised to upgrade immediately to the fixed UCCX release. Meanwhile, Cisco's secure firewall line covering ASA and FTD platforms is under active attack. Cisco Talos and product teams have issued warnings about a new attack variant exploiting unpatched ASAH FTD vulnerabilities, including CVE-2025-20333 and CVE-2025-20362 to trigger denial of service conditions and execute arbitrary code. China-linked hacking groups have specifically targeted US federal, state, and global government networks by scanning for and exploiting exposed Cisco firewalls. In response to the growing complexity of managed environments, Cisco introduced Security Cloud Control, a centralized console designed to help managed service providers securely administer multiple customer firewalls, VPNs, and intrusion prevention policies at scale. On the AI front, Cisco announced plans for an in-house security model built on over 30 years of proprietary cyber threat data. The new model will double its neural parameters to more than 17 billion, promising richer threat intelligence and automated response recommendations. Cisco also revealed alarming research showing that open-weight large language models can be coaxed into multi-turn adversarial attacks with a 90% success rate. Finally, Cisco underscored the benefits of a unified email security platform which consolidates advanced threat defense, anti-phishing, intelligence, and forensic analysis into a single dashboard, helping enterprises shore up their last line of defense against increasingly sophisticated email-borne attacks. Thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye for now, and be sure to tune in every week for your next cybersecurity episode.